This is Jerry Wells from Radio 1 Philadelphia, and I'm just saying. The distance from San Bernardino, California, where the horrific massacre of Department of Public Health employees took place in 2015, to Cupertino, California, location of the headquarters of Apple Corporation, is about 347 miles. You'll remember that 14 people were brutally murdered and 22 seriously wounded in San Bernardino by one of their co-workers and his wife in what's been termed a terrorist attack. A mass shooting and attempted bombing that took place while those workers were enjoying a holiday party. It's just under 3,000 miles from both cities to FBI headquarters in Washington, D.C., where the feds are trying to get Apple's help in hacking into one of the perpetrators' iPhones, seeking information to help in their investigation. As we've all heard in the news, the mighty Apple Corporation is refusing to help, citing a supposed threat to the privacy of millions of iPhone users. Is it just me? Or does anyone else feel that Apple's loyalty to their customers is misplaced under these circumstances? It's incredible to me to think that Apple places this loyalty above the threats facing the American people and the value of the innocent lives that were lost. Frankly, I find it hard to believe that Apple, who designed the iPhone, doesn't have, as they claim, the means to hack into it, that they can't just take that one phone into one of their little secret labs, hack into it, and give the government the information they find without releasing the software they use to do it. I'd like to think that maybe this is all just a smokescreen, a trick to fool any iPhone-using would-be terrorists into thinking that their secrets are safe, while Apple has already cooperated with the FBI and more arrests are imminent. That would be really cool of Apple, or have I been watching too many Mission Impossible movies? If Apple really is refusing to help in the investigation by using their technical expertise to uncover any details of the plot that may be contained in that phone, then their corporate arrogance, greed, and disregard for human life is a lot worse than we all thought. And the distance from San Bernardino to Cupertino is much, much farther than some 347 miles. This is Jerry Wells, and I'm just saying.